At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your Royal Rumble
prediction show.
We're about to take it back. You're rocking with the DJ that keeps the hits coming.
Put this
on Cut Live Show.
Hey, I like it, Picasso.
Oh my God!
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Dad Guy, back again on this show. Dad Guy, how you doing?
I'm well pleased. No applause. As always, throw cash. Who do you love?
We love Dad Guy.
And who loves you?
Dad Guy.
There you go. All right, I'm glad we got that covered. So, it's a prediction show. We'll have some pretty good predictions.
Yes, we have the Royal Rumble, which is live in San Antonio, Texas, which means
stars
things are
at night.
The real old bright. It's the heart of Texas.
There we go.
So it's going to be pretty interesting because, unfortunately, we do know there's several competitors that are going to be in the Royal Rumble, that Mr. Escobar is in the match. We do know that Almost is in the match tonight. As a Friday night SmackDown, you had a Raw athlete come on the show, Miz from Miz TV, say that he's in the Royal Rumble. So is Sheamus. So is Bobby Lashley. So is the architect himself, Seth frickin' Rollins. Brock Lesnar is going to be in the Royal Rumble. Shocking.
Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar. Cody Rhodes. Now,
Dr. Dugas's favorite patient.
Yes. Yes, indeed he do. Your thoughts on Cody coming back this early? If it is early, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So, Dad Guy, what's your thoughts?
Well, I have a little inside track on that with the Andrews Sports Medicine Center here in Birmingham. We have some family friends, and I'm not going to say too much, but he's very healthy, but some of the docs and physicians think he's coming back just a slight bit too early. Now, if anybody can do it, the physical specimen that is Cody, and he's a tough competitor. He can come back. Now, as I said, is it too early? Well, some docs say it's a little bit, but if anybody can do it, Cody Rhodes can do it.
Austin Theory as a champion is in the Royal Rumble. Mr. Gunther as a champion is in the Royal Rumble. I want to see Gunther. Not gonna lie. It's a new superstar. He seems pretty dominant. I think that would push the Intercontinental Championship up there. It'd be kind of fun to see him. But that's just me. But we'll move on. Drew McIntyre's in the Royal Rumble. We did find out that Karrion Kross himself is in the Royal Rumble. Braun Strowman is in the Royal Rumble, but yet is going to have a tag team match, playa. We have Kofi Kingston in the Royal Rumble. Mr. Jackpot himself, Baron Corbin, is in the Rumble. Rey Mysterio is in the Rumble. Ricochet has a tag team match, if I'm not mistaken, is in the Royal Rumble.
And he's in the Royal Rumble. Yeah, their tag team happens the next week.
Okay, well then I misspoke on that, but
no, that's all right.
That is interesting that they're already have shown these kind of top talent. Normally you have the enhancement talent to say that would be in there. So out of those individuals, and we'll get to the final prediction of that match, but out of those individuals that I've mentioned that they've advertised for the Royal Rumble 30-man match, who do you pick out of those to win the Royal Rumble?
Well, I'm going to go with the logical choice, the choice that they have been vignetting, because there is more than one royal family of wrestling. And I think Cody Rhodes is going to be our ultimate winner overall.
That was good. You need to give yourself a round of applause. That was a good one right there. That was a good one. You're good, you. You're good,
well, you know. What can you, I can just kind of read between the lines, you know.
Right? You can have one surprise entrant in the men's Royal Rumble. Who are you picking to be that surprise entrant?
Anybody?
You only get one, but you can pick anybody that would be the surprise entrant.
That's a good question. There's so many you could choose from. All right. I'll give one. It's not going to happen, but I think it would be fitting to kind of funny and fitting to see him come back. Eric Young would be your surprise entrant into the Royal Rumble.
Wow. Yeah, that would be, I didn't even ever think about that. It actually caught me off guard. Now that I thought about it a little bit more, that would be a pretty good surprise.
He was in NXT for a good bit.
And he dang well, you know, deserves to come back. For sure. Who would you pick to actually have the final, your finals decision, your final say? Now it's out of 30 competitors. Cody is one of them. You just said out of those ones that we just read off that they already announced, they're going to be in the Royal Rumble match tomorrow or tonight, depending on if you're watching this, or yesterday or a couple weeks ago, depending on when you're watching. Who do you think is going to win out of 30 men? Who is that one out of the rest, 29 losers, is going to win the 2023 WWE Royal Rumble sponsored by Applebee's in San Antonio, Texas?
Yes, first off, is it really sponsored by Applebee's?
Yeah, I just saw the ad scrolling through Twitter, quite frankly.
Oh, God. Okay. You made me lose my train of thought when you said sponsored by Applebee's.
I have done my job. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Dollar margarita night from Applebee's at the Royal Rumble.
Dollar margarita night. Corson, I need a drink. Give me a margarita drink, sir. Corson, please.
I need the cheapest margarita you can ever make me. It's a dollar. How do you make it? We take some dirty dishwater and some mix it in a bucket with some not even Tito's.
Thank you, Mr. Bartender, Mr. Corson.
Thank you, Mr. Bartender. With generic label tequila. Anyway.
Tequila.
I'm going to have to say Cody Rhodes will win it all. I'm going for Mr. Rhodes. Cody Rhodes will win it all.
People are predicting, because of the poster here that I'm looking at, thinking that it's going to be electrifying.
Are you thinking millions
and
millions of fans are going to be happy over a return?
Yes.
You know, it's possible. I think it's been setting that up. Now, would I like to see it happen? Yeah. I mean, my God, I'm an Attitude Era fan. The Rock was one of my favorites. But do I think it will happen? No, I don't think it'll happen because of his scheduling. I don't think they could get the scheduling together for him to come back, not only compete in the Rumble, but to be there at the Rumble. If anything, I think he will make his appearance after Rumble. And maybe be on Sammy's side.
But it is Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. Not my tribal chief. I ain't down since day one. I never was down with Roman Reigns. And yeah, you can at me at the Uncut Live Show. Go ahead. I don't care. You can find me on TikTok. You know, do that. I don't care. But he faces Roman Reigns. And I think he has a legitimate chance of winning. Actually, have they said which championship's up for is it both? Is it both?
I think if I'm right, it's the Raw Championship.
Mm.
No, it might be both. I think it may be KO's time.
Time
win.
Is now.
However, I don't think he'll do it because they could be setting up for possible this. Cody winning the championship off Roman.
Yes.
Tribal Chief versus the Dynasty.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or... As I think the story is playing out, I do have a crazy prediction about the Royal Rumble.
Crazy theory?
That might have people go, you're absolutely insane. Would you like to hear my crazy theory?
Yes. Let's go ahead and hear that crazy theory.
Here's my crazy theory. I don't think Kevin Owens signed the contract.
You don't think he signed the contract at all?
I think he put Sami Zayn's name on it, of Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, for the title. Yeah. Kevin threw that contract at Sammy and ran out of the ring. He signed it real quick and threw it right at Sammy.
He did, didn't he?
Sammy caught it, and they never looked at it, but I think he put Sammy's name. He crossed out Kevin Owens, and signed Sami Zayn's name to it.
Interesting. I like that.
Because they didn't look, what if they play that wise man? Why didn't you look at the contract? Paul does that motorboat stutter that he does.
I'm liking this.
My tribal chief.
Sounds like an 84 Civic Honda.
No, sounds like a motorboat. If it goes that smooth, then that's the most brilliant writing or booking with Levesque, since he's taken over creative. I think Roman will win. I think he will defeat Kevin Owens. So that's my crazy Royal Rumble prediction.
On all seriousness, I really do like that theory. I really do. And that would be really interesting. It would get a huge pop. To the ladies, 30 women, Royal Rumble. In 2018, it was Asuka and the Bellas, 1, 2, 3. In 2019, it was the big time Becky, Charlotte, and Ms. Oos herself, Nia Jax. In 2020, it was Charlotte, our homegirl from the Dakotas in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Shayna Baszler as number 2. And then you had Beth Phoenix, number 3. In 2021, you had Charlotte, number 3, Rhea Ripley, number 2, and then you had Bianca Belair. In 2022, last year, a year ago, they had Bianca at number 3, Charlotte the Queen Flair at number 2, and Ronda Rowdy Rousey at number 1. So now, reading those 5 years of Women's Royal Rumble, what is your prediction to win and who the 2023 Women's Royal Rumble in WWE?
I'm going to go with Big Time Bex. I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. That
interesting,
is my pick.
Interesting. Becky interesting. Lynch. After her long absence of getting healed up, why do you think is your reasoning
because
for that
she's
seasoning?
Because she's the man. Becky is the man again. And okay. You can't beat the man. Nobody beating the man.
I was going to pick Rhea Ripley. I think it's her time now. I think she's big time. I think
she's
man.
She's too busy worried about Dom Dom.
Ooh, Dom Dom. Yes, mommy.
She's worried about Dom Dom being in prison again. She can't go without Dom Dom being in prison.
It's a hard knock life for Dom. Hard knock life for Dom.
Dom's too busy holding on to her pocket. She worried about Eddie Guerrero Jr. Dominic Mysterio.
Ooh, shots fired.
I'm sorry.
Dom.
Here's what. Rhea's not going to make it to the ring because they're going to stop her for this relationship with a 15-year-old. I need to see ID on Dom.
Ooh.
I don't think he's 25. He looks 15.
Shots fired once again.
So that's your wrestling hot take of the night. Dom looks 15. Even though realistically we know Dom and Rhea are the same age, Dom does not look 25.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't look 25 at all.
I mean, he looks like he's 15 because he's finally getting his mustache in.
His stashy stash? Dom getting his stashy stash in?
Dom getting his Tia stash in.
All right. Fun's been had, but speaking of even more fun of Dom being hardcore, it's a hardcore life, yo.
Or, those are the same sentence. Dom being hardcore.
Dom being hard, yo.
We'll be right back after this word.
What's up, pro wrestling fans? This is your boy, DJ Barbecue with the Kodai Radio Network with some big, big news. We are blessed and honored and very grateful to be teaming up with Workhorse Fitness. That's right, Workhorse Fitness, which will help you get that energy, that muscle gain, and that weight loss that you've always asked for. Are you ready to add that horsepower to maximize that weight loss, to maximize that muscle gain? If you're ready to do that, go to workhorsefitness.com. Type in KOTA. That's KOTA. That's Coda for 10% off of your purchase. And start today. Workhorse Fitness has been very fortunate to have some of the world's greatest athletes use this product and find success, like Sasha Banks, Apollo Crews, Peyton Royce, and much, much more. Go to workhorsefitness.com. Save today by typing KOTA.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the
Uncut Live Show on the Coda iRadio Network.
Now time for the Coda iRadio Network's wrestling community news.
Breaking news.
You know what it is.
Breaking news coming out of the WWE. Unfortunately, up-and-coming NXT star Nikita Lyons has suffered an injury. She just reported on Instagram that she suffered an ACL and meniscus tear in her leg, and that means she's going to be out for a long period of time. This could unfortunately take up to 9 months. I know, because I've torn my ACL and meniscus. This is not good, unfortunately, for her. We wish her best in a speedy recovery. I know she is one day going to be a WWE World Champion, so Nikita, keep up the good work and stick with it. Rehab's going to be a bitch, but you're going to make it.
Now back to the show. Do you see anybody that's going to be a surprise entrant in the women's Royal Rumble?
You know, here's the tough thing about the women's Royal Rumble. Your roster isn't that deep, the women's side, for WWE.
True.
So they will pull in the NXT women. They'll pull in some legends. I think a surprise entrant will be Alundra Blayze / Medusa into the Royal Rumble, because she's been around WWE a lot lately.
Next one we're going to talk about, and I'm going to ask you, is about the Women's Raw Championship, which I don't know why they can't have a world and a whatever, you know, like the guys do. But anyway, that's beside the point. It is Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. Now, a lot of these posters still look electrifying. I'm just going to keep adding that in there. I'm not going to believe that he's not showing up until he doesn't show up. But that being said, we've had Bianca for champion for quite a while, which I still think the booking kind of thing with made it this run a little bit boring. So maybe kind of, I don't know, just me. I like Bianca, but I damn sure like Alexa Bliss, but I don't know about this whole, like, you know, savior coming and try to take her soul and spirits or whatever else. But anyway, your prediction.
Alexa Bliss is who I'm going with.
You're going with your prediction is Alexa Bliss. Okay. Makes sense. It's been that amount of time that you would think that you would have a champion change. I don't know. It's a Royal Rumble. After that is the road to WrestleMania. But I like your prediction. I think it's a bold but correct prediction to make on that match between Bianca and Alexa Bliss.
I will go ahead, stand by my choice, lock it in. Alexa
lock it
Bliss.
In. Ding, lock it in.
I like heel Alexa, villain Alexa, a lot better than I do cutesy rock and roll Alexa Bliss. Factor. Give me the 5 feet of fury any day.
BT Sports put this out here, and I'm going to add this in here while we're doing this. Their one prediction, first one, was to half Brock Lesnar, the Beast, will take out over half of the field in the Men's Royal Rumble as he enters at number one. Number two, wild prediction, is Rhea Ripley will be the first lady to eliminate 10 other competitors in the Women's Royal Rumble and go an hour inside the match. The other bold prediction, which got a lot of bit of people talking, and some people already were saying this before because they were expecting this to happen because of certain information about a contract certain expire, that the Switchblade will enter as he has conquered Japan. His next stop would be WWE. The next prediction, which a lot of people have been asking for quite some time for this person to show up, which would be Dark Asuka. We finally get the arrival of Asuka Darker, the side that goes back to her roots. But the greatest for last is the Great One returns, and surely this will be the year The Rock returns, wins the lot, and sets his sights on the show of shows, WrestleMania.
The only ones I could actually see happening are, first, the Brock Lesnar one, just decimating half the competition because he's done it before, right?
Right.
Jay White actually entering in the Royal Rumble and being a surprise mystery entrant. But I'm going to do a little differently with Rhea Ripley. I don't think she's going to be in the women's side. I think she'll be in the men's side.
Interesting.
I don't think The Rock is going to make an appearance.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't think he's going to enter the Royal Rumble. I could be wrong, but I don't see it happening.
The one that's kind of the unknown. Pitch Black match. You have Uncle Howdy as kind of a definitive factor. Bray Wyatt, LA Knight, Royal Rumble, sponsored by Mountain Dew, Pitch Black. Who do you think is going to win? Like I said, you have this definiting factor that sits in the corner of Bray Wyatt, which is Howdy, Uncle Howdy.
Bray Wyatt, here's my crazy idea. I think Bray is going to recruit and make his Firefly Funhouse, he's going to make them come to life. And I think LA Knight is his first recruit, and he will be turned into Huskus the Pig.
I had my people call their people, and their people to call my people, and then that people to call this person's people. But we were able to get none other than Vinnie Mac himself on the line here. Vinny, how's it going, brother?
Keep it coming.
Vinny? Hello?
Sorry. Was taking some sinus medicine. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Johnny, just keep them coming. Right? Keep them, I don't care how old they are. Just keep them coming. Anyway, barbecue, how we doing today?
I'm doing fine. Oh. Are you there with Mr. Ace? People Power?
Johnny's Johnny's falling on some hard times, so he's hanging out here at the condo with me, and we had a few special guests here, and you know, we just like always, you know, just give him a nice stack of green and boy, they're your friends for life.
Well, that's not the first time that somebody's fell around Johnny on hard times. Oh, anyway, the reason why I have you on here there, Mr. McMahon, I have to ask you, why is Brock Lesnar, and I'm sorry, I'm choked up here because this is such an honor for me to have you on the show again. Why is Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble? Why is he announced already? Like, are you already taking over? Or did you push your son-in-law? I mean, I have so many questions.
Well, first off, it is an honor for you to have me on the show. You should be honored.
I should.
Good of you to notice that. Glad you recognize that kid.
Correct.
But, you know, I've always liked Brock. I've always liked his wife. Yeah. I really wanted Sable to come back and kind of be around and parade around a little bit. She, you know, she gets the motor going. And that's the only reason I brought Brock back for the Royal Rumble. I'm not in charge, so I can't really say that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I can't say that I'm in charge because, you know, there's a,
There's a lot of legal precedents, a lot of legal. Let me just reiterate that. A lot of legal problems that are going on for old Vinnie Mac. But you know what? We're going to solve it. Don't you worry, Barbecue. We're just going to throw enough money at it, and it'll go away like always. Next question. You're with Vinnie Mac. Go ahead. Time is money.
Dad Guy, do you have a question for Vinnie Mac? I mean, he's right here. Vince, I just have to remind you, though, for legal reasons, you are being recorded. So that being said, Dad Guy, go ahead and ask him a question if you have a question for him.
God almighty, I don't know what to ask this guy. I mean, or ask me anything, god damn it. Okay, hey, you know, calm down, old man. I'll ask you a question. Have you put your son as an entrant into the Royal Rumble?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Shane and I are really not, we're not talking that much, so I don't know. Probably he might be there. Not at liberty to say. Okay, sort of like your non-disclosures, right? You're not at liberty to say. Bastard.
Oh, Vince.
All right, take it away. Charles, take it away. I'm kind of done talking to him. Vince, I don't want to talk to him.
Mr. McMahon, I have to tell you once again, you're on record. So, I mean, this is out in the open. I'm just saying. So, my next question is, are you taking over creative? Like, you got to tell us. I mean, I'm not trying to fanboy out here, but you got to tell us. Like, Mr. McMahon, are you taking over creative? Because a lot of fans don't like that. I just got to know. I can't hold it in any longer.
All I can tell you is WWE then, now, and forever. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay. That's not the answer that I expected from
well,
Mr.
That's
McMahon.
That's you're going to get. So anyway, look, okay. I've got a meeting here. I've okay. got some clients and some Johnny. All right, just relax, Johnny. You'll get the sloppy seconds. It'll be okay. So Mr. anyway, McMahon. I've got some people here and I've got a little candy. You know what I mean?
Know what you really mean there, sir.
Vince McMahon, Vinnie Mac, out.
Well, that guy, I apologize for his rudeness, but apparently he decided to hang up. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your predictions, and I would like to see some of your wild, crazy theories come true. That's for dang sure. But once again, tell the people of the world, of the universe, where they can find you, where they can chat with you, where they can engage with you.
You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. And it's real simple. It is at that guy from the thing. DATGUYDATHING. That's it. Real simple. You can find me at that name all over those links.
On behalf of the Uncut Live Show, the Code Eye Radio Network, thank you once again for that guy that does that thing being on this show. Round of applause for him.
What's up, TikTok world? This is your boy, DJ Barbecue with the Code Eye Radio Network, host of this Uncut Live Show.
Like this episode? Do you want to hear more? Then go to our link tree. It's in the bio at Uncut Live Show on Twitter or in the description. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. None of these episodes would be possible without our sponsors. We'd like to thank Midwest All-Pro Wrestling, Remedy Brewing Company, K-Back Radio, Workhorse Fitness, the Alberta Wrestling Academy, and Can-Am Wrestling.